Well, good afternoon, everyone. Glad to see you all here today. I'd like to start out by having everyone open their Bibles to Matthew 18. Matthew 18. And here we're going to read what Jesus Christ told his disciples. So let's begin in verse 8 of Matthew 18. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And verse 9, and if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. So let me ask, has anyone here seen in the church anyone who has plucked their eye out because of sin? They had maybe a man has lusted after another woman, or maybe someone's watching too much porn, any porn actually. Or do you know anyone has cut off their hand because they gone into the store and they stolen by shoplifting? Well, is this what this scripture means, that we have to cut off a portion of our body because we sin? That sounds pretty extreme, doesn't it? Well, while you're thinking about that, I'd like to tell you a short story, and then we're going to come back to the meaning of the scripture. I think we all find ourselves in situations that at times seems hopeless. The choice for us is maybe to do nothing, or we need to take some kind of action. Can I see by a show of hands today, are those who know the person by the name of Aaron Ralston? Aaron Ralston. I see one, and I can see why, too, because he's a Mountaineer. Well, to the rest of you, while you may not know his name, you may have remembered what he had done. In a news item of April of 2003, this came to being for us. You see, Aaron was 27 years old, a skilled mountaineer and outdoorsman. Now, 8 miles from his parked truck, on a day hike by himself, he's walking through a very narrow slot canyon in the Canyonlands of National Park in Utah. A 800-pound boulder tumbled loose and trapped his right hand and wrist between the rock and the canyon wall. And he was stuck. He was physically stuck, and also he had told no one where he was going. He realized that he was in a very bleak situation. He had little water with him. He didn't have a jacket. And he thought that he would be dead before anyone had found him. After 6 days of trying to escape from his situation, he made the choice to escape that probably you would not have think of. That is, he amputated his arm. Now, he survived that experience, and he wrote a book, Between a Rock and a Hard Place. It makes for compelling reading. And for you who like titles, I titled this sermonette also, Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Now, let's look at three views of the phrase, between a rock and a hard place. Now, the first one is literal. Aaron's hand was actually caught between the rock and the canyon wall. Now, it's easy to picture, in this case, in your mind's eye, what that would look like. Now, the second view is a metaphor. Now, for all you young people who in here do not know what a metaphor is, let me explain. A metaphor is a phrase of words that means you're faced with a choice of two unsatisfactory options. You are stuck between two opposing forces, choices, or circumstances. For example, one can say that to please two supervisors is like being stuck between a rock and a hard place. Now, the third view of the phrase between a rock and a hard place is spiritual. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 10. And in 1 Corinthians 10, we're going to read the first four verses. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, all drank in the same spiritual drink. For they drank of what spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So from a spiritual viewpoint, we see that the guiding rock who guided the children of Israel through the wilderness, on whom they called Lord, Yahweh in Hebrew, was Jesus Christ. Now, knowing that, let's go over to Matthew 7. And we're going to read verses 21 through 29. Matthew 7 and verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fail, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine is not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on the house, and it fell, and great it was its fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the peoples were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And this story is a house built on a rock, a physical rock. But for you and me, what a blessing it is to know that Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. It's on that foundation that we stand on. And we must be rock solid in understanding this important portion of Scripture. Now, if we go back to Matthew 18, which I read at the beginning, here Jesus is not physically talking about cutting our hands or feet off if they sin. But spiritually speaking, Christ is saying that our worldly attachments in life that we pursue and those that cause us to sin, we must abandon those endeavors, no matter how much we enjoy them. You see, sin leads to death. And you see, the people of the world are caught between the rock, that is Jesus Christ, and a hard place. This world and its ways against God. Aaron Ralston was able, with his left hand, to reach up and feel his right hand. It was cold, and he knew it was dead. Scriptures say that sin leads us to death. All of us are slowly dying because of sin. Yet, much of the world does not know that. But you, brethren, do. We need to cut sin off in our lives. That's like accepting Jesus Christ, repenting. And that way our sins will be forgiven. I'd like to turn to the last page in this book and read a quote on the very last page of in this book, Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Aaron Ralston saying this: when we find inspiration, we need to take action for ourselves and for our communities, even if it means making a hard choice or cutting out something and leaving it in your past. And brethren, that's what we must do. The hard choices of whether or not we are going to follow God, keep His commandments, obey Him, and love Him. The world is going slowly against God and even our society. It wants to take the graving off our coins and say, "In God we trust." But I think what's more important is, will the world take out off our hearts the engraving, "In God we trust"? By being close to Jesus Christ, we will not have to suffer much like the world will do. The world is caught between a rock and a hard place. What about you? Will you choose the right thing to do?